position. That girl's gonna make me fall.
That girl today is Ana Belaval from WGN-TV. Hola.
Hola. It's like you wrote the song for me.
This is the Dean Richards Entertainment segment that Bob normally does. But since Dean is not available to do the entertainment segment today, he's busy doing a radio show, we have brought in America, no, the world's number one Ricky Martin fan, Ana Belaval, WGN News. Good morning, my dear.
Oh, God, I miss direct contact with you.
Ana is my desk mate at WGN-TV and the giant news.
I'd like to think I'm much more than that.
Well, you are, but I mean,
desk wife. We used to be so much.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to paint a physical picture, you know, in this giant room of cubicles and desks. Ana and I share the same geography in the WGN newsroom, and we have also, you know, as Ana says, we have become work husband and wife in a way, because she shares every conversation that I have on the phone.
Likewise.
I share every conversation. If I only knew Spanish and I knew what she was saying. I share some way her conversations, and I cannot tell you how much I miss you in the office for the last 2 months.
So are you going in Monday?
Well, yes. Oh, no, for Memorial Day, I'm not, no.
Uh-huh. Okay, because I'm anchoring Monday, and I was literally, I haven't been in the building for a couple of months now. So I tried to figure out, like, will they let me go to my desk if Dean's sitting next to me? Like, how do we do this? Because I know I've been quarantining, but I still go to Target or Jewel, and you still go to the studio. So, you know, some people keep this thing of you have to be in your home for 2 weeks. I think it's what Dr. Murphy had said at some point. So
you'll be
I
okay.
Just need a hug.
Yeah.
I need a hug from other people that are not my family.
Yeah, you are a very huggy person. That's very true. So, but I don't think hugs are allowed yet.
No.
Yeah. But you'll be.
I just feel like it's not going to be genuine. You know, like I am very expressive, and I was wearing my mask yesterday, and I'm like, why am I smiling at people? They can't see anything.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I feel that the same way too. That, like, you know, when I say hello to people, you know, if you don't say it with your eyes now, mm-hmm. it's not working, because people, mm-hmm. they can't see, they sometimes can't even hear what you're saying, but they can't see your facial expressions. They can't see anything going on. But when you go to the TV station, anytime you walk around the hallways, you're supposed to have a mask on. And, mm-hmm. And I think if I were there, but I won't be, the way that we're seated, I think we're far enough apart. We would be okay socially distanced.
Okay.
Are you watching the WGN-TV morning news
no,
in the background?
You know what it is? It's Alex's YouTube. Alex, can you turn that down? Mr. Uncle Dean is on the radio.
Uncle Dean.
Thank you,
blame
sweetheart.
It on me. That mean Uncle Dean is...
I told him I was doing radio, and this is like the soundtrack of my mornings.
Yeah.
It's whatever. What are you watching on YouTube, Alex? Let me see. Now he's got, no, now he's upset. No, you just have to turn it down. Not, okay. Well, that worked out. It's going great, Dean.
How has it been going for you, being at home this whole time?
We've been priceless.
We've been enjoying watching your around town at home segments. You've been doing some really interesting topics, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you're doing it with your 7-year-old Alex, and mm-hmm. also Amelia. 11? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Is 12.
12. Uncle Dean remembering 12-year-old Amelia, who's, you know, extremely grown up and mature. But you've got a lot of distractions going on around you in there.
Right. And for some reason, my husband thinks that just being a warm body here is enough. So he doesn't have to clock in until 9 or so.
Oh.
So he sleeps in. I'm giving it away right now. So at one point, when I have to go live, then most of the time they go into a room. But last week, poor Steve, what he did. He tore some tendons on a finger, and he lost a cap on his molar, and so he needed to go to the dentist one morning, and that was the morning that I told them, I'm going on the air, and then Alex leisurely walked behind me.
Yeah, I love that. That's my new favorite thing.
And when I had to move him, he threw himself on the floor as if I had hit him.
I saw that.
All this on my TV.
Yep, I saw that. That's become my new favorite thing is, how is Alex going to break into your shot somehow? That's my new favorite thing. But the day that he fell to the ground when you barely touched him, and it looked like you struck your child, that's priceless.
I had to bring him back in and be like, please don't call DCFS. He is fine. He was smiling and laughing by then. But please, because, you know, Steve wasn't here. He was at the dentist. And it's 2.5 minutes, so it's not too long. But since I've always made them a part of my shtick, they think they can go in and out. So there are topics, like we spoke about domestic violence the other day, and I threatened them. I said, you need to stay in your room because this is not a topic for cute little kids to be dancing in the back. So, you know.
I think a lot of parents are going through the same thing, don't you?
Yes.
When they're trying to do meetings or trying to do something with business associates, and, you know, the kids are going nuts in the background.
I don't know how people who have normal jobs, because I'm done in the morning and then I can do a lot remotely and I can, you know, I can be working while they're doing some schooling, but I do have to sit with him to encourage him to write. I have to do his classwork with him. Even though he's a good student, I'm not the teacher, so he wants to get away with anything. And so to try and manage both has been very hard. So, you know, kudos to all the full-time working parents, the ones that have to still go to their jobs, do their jobs, and come back at 5 o'clock to find all this work, because a lot of the work is falling on the parents, because no one was ready for virtual learning. My kids go to Chicago Public School, and they didn't have plans to switch to virtual learning for years.
Yeah.
So there was not even, you know, some kind of, they weren't even taking classes on this.
Right.
So these teachers are making it up as they go. They're trying to make it simple so that they don't only teach to the ones that are great students, but they can handle all sorts of learning. It is a mess.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been so interesting watching you juggle it all so well, and with humor, and I mean, it's nothing but entertaining. Plus, you're doing your regular around town content at the same time. When we come back from the break, I want to find out what you're doing today, what have been some of the interesting things that you've done while you've been around town at home. Anna Balaval on the line with us here today. .22 Dean Richards for Bob Surratt on 720 WGN with Anna Balaval, WGN TV, America's number one Ricky Martin fan. What would you do if Ricky Martin walked in the door right now?
I would do. What do you think I would do?
I can't decide if you would scream or you would put on your super, you know, business lady Anna Balaval demeanor.
If he surprises me, I would probably like scream, because I scream when I see you. So, you know, that's like my natural reaction. But if it's planned, I will be composed.
Yeah. You would be Betty Business after that.
I am my mother's daughter.
That's right. You become mom. That's very true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This has been a lifelong infatuation?
No, I think it has grown with the years. You know, I think I loved him. I liked him in Menudo. I thought he was very handsome. I went to one concert when I was young, and I loved it. But I think the way that he's conducted his life and has represented our culture and our island worldwide, and the way he's living with honesty, that has made me admire him more. I think people have the wrong impression that I'm obviously physically attracted to him. He's hot. But it's more like, you know, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no,
but,
I get it.
But it's more an admiration thing, a thing of like, boy, I wish I could be his best friend or related to him, because he's made us very proud. And like I said, when I didn't know he was hearing me, that viral moment, when you are a member of a minority that is rarely featured positively on mainstream media, and then you go anywhere in the world and you say Puerto Rico and they say Ricky Martin, you're like, oh my God, yes, you know? So that's what it is. So slowly, and then the thing is, Dean, that I've had so many near misses to meet him, even on Spanish TV. Like, most of my reporter friends have met him in person, but I always miss that one chance. And of course, here I met him thanks to you via satellite, but every time I try to meet him in person, now we have this pandemic, so I don't know if we're going to do the concert in October.
Yeah, October 1st and 2nd, he's supposed to be at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, mm-hmm. and there hasn't been any word on whether or not that's going to happen or not.
It's my fault.
I gotta tell you, I don't think we're going to be back in full concert mode by then.
I don't think so, and it's absolutely fine. You know, this is bigger than us. You know.
Yeah, very true. That's very, very true. Anna, you know, as you know, by watching the WGN TV morning news, Anna's segment Around Town takes her all over the Chicago metropolitan area and beyond to bring you
exactly
interesting things every day. So it's been a challenge for her to do Around Town at her house, but she has been doing it successfully. What are you covering today?
So the Rockettes.
You have the Rockettes at your house?
No, my third floor neighbors would say I do, the way my kids run around. But no, the legendary Rockettes from New York City have, like everybody else, a workout online, and we're going to talk to one of them because it's for kids, for adults, and they're doing it online. And then I'm going to talk to a local DJ who's been traveling with his equipment and just whipping it out in front of the Trader Joe's or the Target on Elston and playing music. So we're going to talk to him, too. So many businesses reinventing themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Especially entertainment.
It's been so interesting. What do you think have been some of the more interesting around-town, at-home subjects that you've been covering the last couple of months?
I feel like how people have reinvented what they're doing. So how they've moved their businesses virtually. So we had a makeup artist the other day that we've known, Haga. She's a very famous makeup artist here in Chicago. So now she's teaching online and also helping people shop for makeup online. I spoke to a sommelier who was teaching people how to get wine online, because, you know, we're not going to stores and makeup is something that's really hard to shop for. All these businesses trying to give back while they're trying to survive, I think that's unbelievable. So yeah, a lot of that. I think creative people are the ones that can handle this the best, you know, the artists, the entertainers, the restaurateurs, the chefs. They just go, you know, we're just going to switch gears and do it this way.
Yeah, it's the nature of their personality to reinvent, mm-hmm. constantly reinvent. So it's something that they're used to doing. You've even been talking to some restaurateurs about eating options and dinner options and carryout options and things like that, which is going to be interesting next week when the restrictions become a little bit less loose. On whether or not we can go to restaurants and eat al fresco. I guess that's going to be the way that the restaurants are going to be opening back up again. And we're going to be talking with Sam Toya, who's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, in our next half hour. What's the first thing when you can go back out to a restaurant? I know you and Steve love to go out to eat. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do once we're able to get back out there?
I'll go alone because my husband is one of those people who's not ready to go out to dinner yet.
Oh, really?
Al fresco inside, he does not feel comfortable yet.
Really?
Yep. I know. It's interesting. And
Uncle Dean and Anna going out for dinner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I don't know where to tell you I would go, Dean. I will go anywhere where I don't have to think about it and I can sit outside and eat. It can be anywhere, honestly.
Yeah. I got to say, I mean, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready. I'm not at stay-at-home mode, but it's definitely going to be weird to sit in a room with a lot of people again. I mean, this is going to be al fresco, but it's still going to be weird to be, you know, kind of get back to normal somewhat.
It's al fresco, but we're being told to wear masks outside. That is the contradiction, right? That all of you told me that if you were outside in fresh air, you wouldn't get sick. You didn't believe me that you could catch a cold in the cold with wet hair, right? Remember? No, Anna, you're being exaggerated. No, Anna, you can go outside in the weather if you have a cold. And here we are.
What I told you was you don't get a cold from being cold. You have to catch a virus first in order to catch the cold.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm like
Anna's, I'm just wearing a mask. Like what?
I'm Anna's Dr. Fauci in the office. I give her all this good advice and she doesn't pay attention to me.
Whatever the heck she wants. No, I already have an appointment with my manicurist for June 6th.
There you
but
go.
She has her own business. She's only one person, and you can only go there one at a time.
Okay,
so she doesn't have a salon that's full of people. My hairdresser is going to be a little more touch and go because the salon he works at on Michigan Avenue has a lot of chairs. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to reopen. I think he can have one client a day. And honestly, Dean, I know a lot of people that have had their hairdresser come into their house or gone to their house. I don't think it's that important. And I live off of my image. I think we can handle it. And you either do it yourself or you suck it up and have gray hair on TV. So yeah. Which that's what I've been doing. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until we can do it all safely. And I'll just put a lot of makeup on this pooch.
Okay. Next week, you and I go to dinner, and then I'll do your roots at the same time.
My roots. I love it.
I'll do your roots. Annabella Val, you can watch her every morning on the WGN TV Morning News. Give my love to the family. Giving my
Thank
love
you.
To you. Miss you. Miss you a lot.
Yeah, same here. This too shall pass.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Back to the kids.
I gotta go do math now.
Yeah,
Dean.
You're welcome for a half an hour break from the kids.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I can do this again tomorrow if you need me. Bye.
Bye, Anna. See you later.